Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, June the 3rd. The grains overnight, we had July corn up 2.25 cents, 448 and a half. July wheat up 18 and a half cents at 697. July beans down 7.75 cents at 1197 and a quarter. We did have a new sale this morning, 110,000 metric tons of old crop corn to Spain. That's the second time that I've seen Spain pop up here in the last week or so, so that's helpful. Mexico did elect a new female president, Jewish background, considering the country is 78% Catholic. That may be a bit of a surprise, but she won in a landslide, apparently. The wheat was higher, 18.5 cents higher here overnight. I don't know whether that's due to the EU tariffs taking a hold and reducing Russian exports out there. I don't know whether there's more talk about a smaller Russian crop. I haven't seen any cash prices for Russia, but I'm assuming that the cash prices are higher around the world, and that's what pushed the wheat up. This week, until we take it out, we've got a double top on a closing basis. In July, wheat at 702 and three quarters. September has a double top high close at 723. If we could close over that, we're only about 6 cents away on a closing basis. If we could do it, that would be a little bit helpful and hopefully point to higher prices out here. Currently, the funds are short 154,000 contracts of corn, 28,000 contracts of wheat, short 25,000 contracts of beans, more than 103,000 contracts of meal, and short 37,000 contracts of oil. For the week, we'll have inspections at 10 o'clock here this morning. We'll have crop progress this afternoon. So we should be pretty well done on the corn. The beans should be ahead of the five-year averages. Really don't see any problems there. We'll see if we get a crop condition. We should start getting those today, at least on the corn, and they should be pretty strong considering all the rain. The big question will be, has Pennsylvania and Kentucky caught up to the averages out here? My guess they have. So I don't see anything particularly friendly out here, per se, except these wheat prices. Is that going to be enough to keep the corn strong and maybe rally the beans higher here? I don't know. I'm surprised that the beans are weak here. You know, the talk has been for the last week or 10 days, if they can't get the corn in, then they're going to plant beans. Well, it looks like all the corn's going to get in, so that means that they won't see too many increased acres in the beans. Now, maybe the market knows something I don't, but they had been looking for 1 million to 2 million acre cut in the corn acres, and maybe the beans picking that up. I don't see that happening. So, you know, I think for the week, it's going to be about the weather. We'll have export sales on Thursday. No other big reports out there. So I think it's a matter of weather. Weather looks pretty good. That we start to dry out here by the middle part of the week. And we'll just see what the funds want to do with their short positions. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.